Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Jesus is speaking. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
We all experience fear at times, but when it's an ongoing struggle, there can be far-reaching effects. Here are some ways apprehension creates chaos in those of us who are believers and impacts others. Fear stifles thoughts and actions. It creates indecisiveness that results in stagnation. Lost opportunities cause erosion of confidence, and the downward spiral begins. Fear can be a roadblock to God's plans for us. If we yield to negative emotions and self-doubt, we cannot achieve the goals He has in mind for us. Fear can lead to destructive habits. To numb the pain of overbearing distress and foreboding, some turn to destructive habits for temporary and artificial relief. Fear steals peace and contentment. When we're regularly afraid, our life becomes centered on pessimism and gloom. And fear creates doubt. God promises a satisfying life, but if we live in fear, we most likely won't experience the abundance He offers. Our Heavenly Father feeds the birds of the air and clothes the grass with the splendor of lilies. How much more, then, will He care for you and me who are made in His image? The Christian's only concern should be to obey God and leave all the consequences to Him.